Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 15th day on this Wednesday edition. So it's Wednesday, July 15, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. You know, I'm having him on every week now because he just continues to really break national stories of import, and he always has information to add on other big news stories concerning the Delta Force and Dick Cheney's secret assassination squads. Now, PrisonPlanet.com years ago published stories dealing with the fact that there were CIA and Israeli hit teams operating inside and outside of the United States and inside friendly countries in the West. But this is finally becoming a big national scandal, so Madsen will pop in for about 20 minutes starting in the next hour. And then Dr. Michael Kaufman, climatologist, he'll be joining us in the third hour today to talk about eugenics. Dr. Michael Kaufman, of course, is a big part of my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then we have a individual coming on who was on local and national news because he tried to fly an American flag upside down at his Italian restaurant, because the city wouldn't give him a liquor license when they promised they would to build the Italian restaurant. And the police came and stole his flag and said it was disrespectful. No, it's you that disrespect the First Amendment that flag symbolizes. And the flag was being flown upside down because if you don't know this country's in distress, I don't want some of what you're smoking because it's made you dumber than a box of rocks. And on the news, people show up cutting the flag down in front of police and not getting in trouble. So he just keeps running flags up that get stolen by people, screaming and yelling and saying it's disrespectful. You got to love all these good old boys coming up and stealing his flag. See, they don't care if the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being killed. They don't care if the country's being killed. They don't care if offshore banks have seized the nation and are stolen more than $14.8 trillion in the last 7 months. They don't care if the government socializing all health care, seizing major corporations, federalizing everything under the sun. America is dying. No, they just care about that flag. You could wrap a wheelbarrow of cyanide in an American flag, and they would run up and start gobbling it and putting it in their iced tea thinking it was sugar if it was wrapped in an American flag. You could bash one of these good old boys' kids' brains out right in front of them, and if you did it with an American flag hammer, they would get on their knees and thank you and scream at their child's dead body, saying, how dare you? You deserve to have your brains bashed out by an American flag mallet. You could dress up in an American flag outfit and I guess come to their house and beat them over the head with a baseball bat, rob them, steal them, set their house on fire, and they'd thank you. They'd salute you. It's America. We torture people's children to get answers to fight Al-Qaeda. It's patriotic. We have the Patriot Act that gets rid of the Bill of Rights. It's patriotic. I don't know, watching this video, that's coming up later. We'll play one of the newscasts on air when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio for all the radio listeners, that's coming up for about 30 minutes in the last hour today. Dr. Michael Kaufman, Wayne Madsen, Vito Conjurine, they're all coming up today in the next 3 hours and 55 minutes. But as promised, I'm going to relaunch into eugenics coming up on the other side of this break after I tell you about some of the other important news and information that's coming up. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me just run through some of the headlines I have here in front of me today. India to issue 1.2 million new biometric ID cards. That's under the World Treaty Agreements for a planetary ID card owned and run by the private central banks. World Health Organization reports AH1N1 swine flu pandemic is unstoppable. World prepares for forced inoculations in the fall and winter. We'll see if they get away with that, though, but they are certainly saying they're planning that. That is coming up. Concerns over superbugs in food supply. MSNBC, the meat you buy could be contaminated with drug-resistant MRSA. Their answer? Spray the meat down with live viruses that eat the bacteria, which then causes its own problems. They soak a lot of the meats you eat for at least 5 years since it was approved in vaccines, live vaccines. But that's not an environmental problem. Well, they call it a vaccine. They breed the viruses in these big vaccine production tanks. There's a lot of other viruses that end up breeding in there as well, and they spray it on your meat. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a side issue. Oh, don't believe me? In fact, guys, go ahead and just Google that and print it for me. Bacteria-eating viruses sprayed on meat or viruses sprayed on meat. You'll get AP and Reuters. I don't want to just mention that and have folks that are conditioned out there say I'm lying. I want you to know they're spraying very powerful viruses on your food. Okay, side issue. U.S. failed to detect Russian submarines that launched missiles. This is out of Indo-Asian News Service. The United States was unable to detect the presence of Russian strategic submarines in the Arctic before they test-launched two ballistic missiles, a Russian intelligence source said Wednesday. Mainers invited to become track your car guinea pigs. This is out of the Portland Press Herald and the Maine Sunday Telegram. Texas is testing this. They have a local trial program with where they pay morons to take the satellite tracker box in their car to tax them by the mile. And Obama says that's the plan to get you ready for taxing by the mile. I warned people 14 years ago about it, and they laughed at me when I read federal documents. I guess you're going to be laughing when that box is in your car tracking you. But since the media said it didn't exist, there'll be people while they're being taxed by the mile saying it doesn't exist. It's all part of being slaves, I guess. There's a story here out of the Denver Examiner saying it's a mental illness to believe that 9/11 could be an inside job. That's right. If you believe the Gulf of Tonkin was staged, declassified, or Operation Northwoods, declassified, or Operation Ajax, declassified, or all the other programs, if you know about the NATO option, or Operation Gladio, declassified, where the U.S. government stages terror attacks, or if you read the 2004 Army manual on how to stage terror attacks. I mean, it's an official manual how to stage terror attacks. I guess I'm mentally ill. Just keep saying we're mentally ill. Just keep saying there's no new world order. Keep saying there's no move to a global currency. Keep saying there's no global superbank. Keep saying there's no plan for RFID and all the money. Keep saying there's no world ID card. Keep saying they don't take babies' DNA at birth, which they now admit they do for DNA databases. Just keep laughing at us while everybody finds out you're liars by design, trying to keep them in the dark. Just totally discredit yourselves, mainstream media. Keep the hit pieces coming. Because people have memories, and they've heard this show and read Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all the other sites, and they know we were right, and they know you're liars. So just keep trying. Your salvos, the arrows you launch, the missiles you launch, don't just bounce off. No, they sink home in your breast. See, you fire them at us, they bounce right back on you. And you don't have the breastplate of truth. I love it. I mean, there may be 10-20% of the public that are totally brain dead and don't believe anything you tell them and are literally drooling on Prozac and fluoride and drugs. But the general public, when you write articles like this, just totally wakes up to you. So keep it up. Good job. Barack slams criticism of IDF conduct. This is on Jerusalem Post. Defense Minister Ehud Barak on Wednesday responded to a new report which accused the IDF of committing war crimes during Operation Cast Lead against Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. Get more into that later. China stops clinic treating internet addiction with electroshock. Wall Street Journal. Well, why not electroshock? I mean, the United States invented it. They've got major psychological journals saying they want to drug or electroshock people that believe in 9/11 truth. They have it as a designated mental illness. Continuing here, this is probably one of the most important articles of the day. This is out of Bloomberg today. Obama opened a partisan vote on healthcare overhaul, aides say. President Barack Obama may rely only on Democrats to push healthcare legislation to the U.S. Congress if Republican opposition doesn't yield soon, two of the president's top advisors say. You see, to pass amnesty, they don't need any Republican votes. They have a supermajority, 60 votes in the Senate. They have a giant majority in the House. They have the president. And so that's why they're ramming through the gun control, the victim disarmament, as it should properly be termed, the slave disarmament, the occupation of the United States mop-up grid the total carbon tracking tracing takeover system, the carbon tax, the open borders amnesty, the socialistic healthcare takeover, the federalization of all water takeover, the hate crimes bill could be passed today or tomorrow. Passed the House, now in the Senate, into the First Amendment as we know it. Of course, we're just going to ignore their criminal edict. You can declare all day we're slaves. You can declare we have no First Amendment. Just like the Supreme Court said blacks weren't humans. We're just going to ignore it. You mean you can tell me that Winnie the Pooh is the president? You can pass a law saying that. But that just shows you you're a bunch of illegitimate crooks. The problem is through the guilds, through the state agencies, through the lawyers and through the doctors and through the people that follow the orders of the bureaucracy, they can seize health care, and they are seizing it. And they're going to jack up taxes on all Americans to pay for it and break Obama's pledge. He's already said, oh, well, that's not really a pledge. We said we'd try. No, you pledged. But if we can hold out until the midterm elections, they may lose control of the House or Senate. See, as bad as Bush was, he was just carrying the ball for the New World Order. So that made Republicans very unpopular. And then the public puts in Democrats trying to rebel against the New World Order, and they just got the other arm of the New World Order. And so people will figure that out and put Republicans in, but that will still create some gridlock, some separation of powers. Everything the Founding Fathers said was good, everything the mainstream media decries and says is bad. And so if we can just hold out a year and a half, this whole agenda may grind to a halt. Kind of like globalist expansion has ground to a halt all across the planet. EU expansion is failing. They're not invincible. And when, in just 4.5, 5 months in office, Barack H. Obama has lost massive, massive, massive support. His approval rating is plunging. His own base is figuring out he's a congenital liar reading off teleprompters. And as long as we don't let the media make this a left-right issue, we can discredit the entire system and continue that 11% approval rating for Congress, and then the entire government will be a dead duck, an illegitimate, lame duck, broke-back system that'll just flail around and kind of collapse like the Soviet Union. And let me tell you something. That's a lot better than them getting energized and being able to carry out their scientific dictatorship. Yeah, we better hope it just collapses. But you see, they know by creating the crisis, it kind of creates a gravitational political pull where they're the only big lifeboat. Even if when you climb onto the lifeboat, the flesh-eating zombies of government and their camp followers feed on you. They know that by imploding things, they can always kind of direct the next crises into the next crises and consolidate power. I mean, it's irrevocable seizing the major car dealerships and now openly announcing. Well, it's in Bloomberg today that Obama is now saying, okay, in the next bailout, remember the first bailout, unlimited power and money and funds to the private Federal Reserve, 6-7 months in, it was $14.8 trillion. We haven't gotten new numbers in 2 months. I would guess it'll be $20 trillion next time we get numbers. $20 trillion. But $14.8, bigger than the GDP, in half a year, roughly. You see, now he's saying, oh, we need money again. Why, it's not just people that lost their jobs. It's not just subprime mortgages. All these other people are losing their houses and going bankrupt. Oh, they have a plan. The federal government's going to own your house now, and you're going to pay rent to the federal government. That's Bloomberg today, White House announcement. I mean, you want to be sharecroppers? You want to be slaves living out in the barn, folks? We are. See, they've created a debt system that's a black hole where there's more debt than there is actual jobs or money to pay it. They want to bankrupt you and drive you into their government arms.
This is
is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The establishment wants us totally and completely dependent on them. Socialized health care, the major industries owned and controlled by the government. You'll pay your rent to the federal government. And those of us that own property that still produce will pay higher and higher taxes until our backs break to the system. And then they're happy. They'll just move in with their new domesticated slaves. There won't be any more lazy laying around for the giant welfare class. The whip will be cracked, and we will live in a managed society just like the Soviet Union. And you will be so poor, you will have no rights, that you will not even be allowed to have children. This is the official model. By the way, there's now been a statement put out officially by the President Obama's science czar, John Holdren. The Catholic news agency, one of the biggest in the world, is anti-eugenics and abortion. So they asked the White House about it, and he responded and said, "Our eco-science is a textbook." See, I describe it as a textbook. It's a policy textbook. And they said this was just for free and open debate. So that's coming up. I'm going to break down eugenics coming up later. I want to continue with the news now. And I do want to fire the toll-free number out for you to join us. It's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I specifically want to talk about eugenics. I specifically want to discuss socialized health care because that's part and parcel of it. The bioethicists, the eugenicists, have said 100 years ago they wanted socialized government health care, socialized compulsory government education. Basically, everything you see in the Communist Manifesto, you see the big banks and the rich families in Europe, on record, British intelligence, financed Marx and Engels and others as a way to finance a revolution later in Russia to bring down their cousins, the czars, to bring in a managed, ordered, test eugenics society. So you got to have a central bank that controls the money. You've got to have government education, compulsory government health care, progressive income tax. I mean, read the Communist Manifesto. It is America. But it isn't communist in what you think. You know, they advertise communism as well-meaning liberal revolutionaries running around, you know, trying to overthrow the capitalists. No, the capitalists, the monopoly men, the monopoly capitalists, they want communist and socialist and fascist command and control, vertically integrated societies. You know what? I'll just get into the eugenics in the next segment. Then we'll take calls when Madsen's on, whether it's coming up in the next hour. And I'll break all this down in detail. But there are scores of news articles out there just in the last few days in England and in Canada and in the continent of Europe where they have socialized health care. And Tom Daschle wrote a book, and we've quoted it here, where he says, if you're above 60, you don't get eye surgeries. If you're above 60, you go to the end of the line for cancer surgery. Very, very sick. Because, see, you're not a contributing member of society. And, of course, this can only come from the left. It has to have the left covered. Oh, it's loving. Oh, Margaret Sanger, exterminate the blacks. It's so liberal. Here's a Mail Online headline. A 9-month wait for arthritis treatment delay can mean a life of agony for victims. House bill would make health care a right is the AP headline here in the U.S. And under socialized health care worldwide, they come and they say, yeah, we'll give you medical treatment for that broken leg. We'll give you medical treatment for these parasites, but you got to sign this form agreeing to sterilization. Or a lot of times, and it was in the news just this week, people will have a broken neck, and they'll have their family sign a form, and they'll fix their neck, but they sterilize you. So, yeah, there are clinics in Africa and Latin America and Asia, but they sterilize you. And you could say, well, I don't like those Latin Americans. Or I don't like those Africans. I don't like those Asians. Hey, let me tell you something, you racist yuppie. They're putting it in your water and your vaccine, silly. You're the number one target of the New World Order and their hombres. So get that through your self-satisfied head. So we'll tell you what the old Obama eugenics czar is saying and cover a lot more when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, for the last week or so, I have been focusing a lot of our airtime on eugenics. And for years, I've realized this is the central issue. That's why 2.5 years ago, I produced the film End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which has been the number one documentary on Amazon.com. It has claimed the number one spot for a full week, which is exciting to know that people are interested in this information. It claimed the number one spot a few years ago. My point is that it's certainly having an effect, and it's been number one on Google and YouTube. You can watch it for free or get the DVD at InfoWars.com and have viewing parties and show it to everybody you know. Because we live in a managed society. There is a global architecture. The United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, the OECD, these international regulatory bodies, the Transatlantic Treaty Organization is publicly merging the European Union with the American Union and the Asian Union in the Pacific Atlantic Trade Agreement. That's all covered in Endgame. I've even got Bush at a White House press conference saying they were merging the EU with the American Union. Judicial Watch sued and got their internal documents, how they've already merged the nations and how they would use carbon taxes to fund the world government. That's why I could make a film 2.5 years ago and say they're going to bankrupt the world economy and announce a new bank of the world that we'll pay our carbon taxes to. And the carbon taxes are meant to extinct human industry and jobs and have a post-industrial world where the banks own the planet and have command destruction and destroy the economy by design to bankrupt you and make you dependent on government, force you onto government jobs or welfare. This is social engineering, shutting down the family farms and ranches with the animal ID and the premises ID, with fines and fees and regulations on small farms and ranches that aren't on the big agribusiness farms and ranches. The best example is a $21 tag for a $5 chicken at market. You got 10 chickens, you got to have the $20 tag. You got 1,000 chickens, the tag is only $1 per chicken. You have 1,000,000 chickens, it's only one tag per giant facility holding tens of thousands of chickens. See, that'll automatically shut down any competition. And for all intents and purposes, it already is. I was reading yesterday about Walmart. Got the federal law changed 2 years ago. For over 80 years, since Mr. Sinclair wrote The Jungle, exposing people falling into sausage makers and meat grinders and the Rockefellers selling milk that was part talcum powder and babies getting brain damage from it. Wrote that almost 100 years ago, but that book caused changes 80, 90 years ago, depending on the federal or state law, to where you couldn't inject water into beef or poultry or pork. Well, Walmart went and lobbied and got the law changed so that they could add 10, 15, 20% water with injectors into the beef and poultry and pork you buy. But they also had the regulations written where only it could only be done a certain way in a big, expensive industrial process so nobody else but the big three meat packers can do it, thus shutting down other small packers. See, it's a monopoly game. And you say, what does this have to do with eugenics? That's my whole point. I tried to do research last night. Not even research. I tried to pull together my research. Scores of folders, piles of documents, hundreds of news articles just in the last month. Forced sterilization worldwide. The Chinese government being funded by the U.S. government to kidnap people who have children, to take their children and sell them on the open market. BBC, AP, Reuters, no one stopping them. Babies being taken and being killed, having their flesh melted down for cosmetics, mainstream news. Mobile execution vans. And I just started realizing it's just incredibly out of control. Our entire society, the international regulations, the international standardization. We are living under global government, under global regulation, and the Fortune 500 are given all the big global contracts and the national contracts under global government, and so they're all globalist. You pick up any corporate document, any corporate magazine, it's all about how to run the New World Order, how to be part of the New World Order, how to comply with the New World Order, how to be advanced in the New World Order. You've got a super class of 6,000 New World Order gophers, minions, legates. According to the Washington Post, own article titled Super Class, written by the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, who we had on the show. And he admitted, yeah, it was a world government run by 6,000 managers for a handful of families, less than 20 families. It's all admitted. 6,000 managers over the major nations. They have a global playbook. It's public. It's world government. And then they admit the world government is to lower carbon footprint, have one-child policies, then licenses to even have one kid, giant prisons everywhere, CPS taking everyone's children who have an unauthorized birth, forced sterilization through the air and water, Bill Gates openly with his dad running Planned Parenthood saying it, funding over $100 billion. He's given over 60-something bill, but all total it's 130-something bill. With their tax-free foundation as the front, By the way, they get to keep all that money. They just put their money and businesses into this eugenics foundation. Then they supposedly take the profits, which is billions a year, and use it for eugenics. It's so sick. Yeah, did you know if you're funding eugenics worldwide, you don't have to pay taxes? Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, they all put their money in tax-free. They're on the inside. They're part of the winning team. And I have seen, it's on YouTube, in fact, we ought to dig it up. I would imagine if you search, Prime Minister Tony Blair admits rationed care or admits cancer patients have to wait. I'll never forget 4 or 5 years ago, I was just having to be watching House of Commons. And there was Tony Blair in a debate, and they said, this person above 60 waited more than 18 months for brain surgery and died. This cancer is of a 90-plus percent operable, and if it's done in the first 6 months, but you refused, and there's tens of thousands waiting because it's rationed by the bioethicist boards, for who is allowed to get care. What would the Prime Minister like to say to this? The Prime Minister stands up to answer the question, and he says, it's quite true they're waiting. I mean, I have Tom Daschle's book where he said this is good. This is admitted. This is eugenics. This is bioethicist. The Wall Street Journal, before it was owned by the eugenicist Rupert Murdoch, who pushes the global carbon tax, had written more than a 20-part series. Wesley Smith is his name. I want to get him back on. Before Rupert Murdoch took it over, I haven't seen any article since, where he listed the names every article of the people, and he would go and visit them, and they would be chained down, begging for food and water. The Wendland case was a famous one. He could even get up and roll a little bowling ball in his, he even did it for the news, begging to be given water and food. It didn't matter. They still killed him. Because, see, he didn't have any family, and he had signed the forms letting the government be his caretaker. And so the board of the hospital said, you don't have a good life because you've had a stroke and are paralyzed over much of your body, so you die. See, they're already murdering people all over the place. And see, they advertise it as, oh, it's your right. If you want to commit suicide, you can. No. See, that's how they sell it. This is people chained down, begging for food and water. And every time I have a guest on about this, the nurses call and they go, oh, yes, I sneak them food. They're killing them right here in our hospital or right here in our hospice. This is eugenics. This is what it's really all about. And so PrisonPlanet.com wrote a detailed article last week. It had been out in a few other websites in February, but didn't get any traction. You notice when Prison Planet put it out, because of you, our active listeners, many of which have their own websites and news sites and other radio shows, when we cover something, everybody else picks it up. That is what is so valuable about this show. I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I make mistakes. I'm obnoxious sometimes, but you know what? We've got the big audience. We've got the great listeners, and we punch this out into the mainstream news. And now it's been on Fox. It's been on CNN. It's been in the Associated Press. It's been in WorldNet Daily. It's now a big issue, and people are reading the 1,100-page book written by George W. Bush's science advisor, not his chief advisor, but one of his main advisors, and written by The Current. He's the co-author with Ann Ehrlich and Paul Ehrlich, John P. Holdren, said, put stuff in the water to sterilize the population, have CPS take everyone's children who have kids, have a managed global dictatorship, a planetary regime to carry it out. What does Al Gore call for? A global planetary regime, global governance, to carry out the new greenhouse gas rules, the new tyranny. Anything that puts off carbon is evil. Plants, humans, animals, otters, whales, kangaroos, polar bears, all put off carbon. Carbon is good. It's part of the life cycle. It's the ultimate sick joke, a global tyranny over what plants breathe. and all other environmental degradation, the genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, clear cutting, overfishing. It's all go, 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 green light. This is the sickest, most cold-blooded joke. And the eugenicists brag, this has nothing to do with the earth. They just sell you on deciding you're bad and deciding you need to die and deciding to give up your property and your sovereignty and your reproductive control. And so here are all these stacks of news. Obama science czar does not support coercive population control, spokesman says. So now he's putting out a press release. The Office of the President's science czar, John Holdren, has responded to concerns that Holdren co-authored a book which allegedly contained, as if the CatholicNewsAgency.com couldn't link to the scans on PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, we scanned the book in. It's right there. But, oh, they don't dare put a link. You can go to Amazon.com. They've got a large part of the book posted. You can go to some of the scribe websites. You can find most of the book online, piece here, piece there. I mean, he admits he wrote it. He did an Associated Press video interview. They're going to play later when we're live, where it's the main book behind him in a bookshelf. It's an American flag and then a bookshelf, and on a book and on a whole area of the bookshelf by itself on one shelf is the book, Eco-Science, that he says is a policy textbook. But their answer is, oh, it allegedly. Allegedly? That's like saying Al Gore allegedly got up and called for global government last week. There's only video of him in living color saying it, which allegedly contained comments supporting coercive population control measures. A spokesman for the department said that Holdren disavowed such policies at his confirmation hearing. Really, Obama just reinstated forced abortion and infanticide funding in China and Africa. I mean, he's on record, and I know it's racist if you're against killing blacks, but you know, it's the liberal view is, oh, I love Obama. He's helping them. Look, oh, he's killing black babies. It's so liberal. Margaret Sanger called him subhuman weeds. Oh, let's give her a liberal award. See, the real Nazis have got ponytails and walk around with limp wrist and Birkenstocks going, I mean, when you watch Holdren talk, it's the exact spirit they all have. It's a real, he's like kind of biting his teeth together while he talks, just relishing how smart he is and relishing, oh, I've got the power. Oh, drink your water, take your shots, I'm in control. They're all about power, raw power, that they're hitting you with chemical and biological weapons in your water, and there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. You're going to watch baseball and football and act cool and go to the bar. You're not going to get involved. He's got control. He loves it. They're running society. It's so enjoyable to know you're under mind control from the television and the culture, and that you're under a literal mind control spell, a trance, and that you can't wake up. He's enjoying it. Oh, he's going to take his time with you. Holdren is currently director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, assistant to the President of Science and Technology, co-chair of the President's Council on Advisors in Science and Technology. He authored a 1,000-page book, Eco-Science, with Paul and Ann Ehrlich. The book includes several descriptions of possible population control measures, including the addition of sterilants to the water supply to prevent human conception. One section titled Population Law cited that radical group Zero Population Growth and said it has been, well, yeah, Ehrlich's part of that. It has been concluded that compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing Constitution if the population crisis sufficiently serves to endanger the society. We need to justify this compulsion. By the way, we found a couple other books and a bunch of PhD papers he wrote. It's even worse. Go read Limits to Growth. I mean, go read it. In fact, I'm giving Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and others the assignment. I know we've scanned it and posted it, but But there's even more in the book. In fact, I'm asking listeners to go into the book and read the whole thing. And everybody, we need scores of articles about it. Listeners, write articles, office quotes, only facts. We'll review them. We'll post them. Writers at InfoWars.com, articles at InfoWars.com. Send them to us. All of us as a group can expose him, ferret out his other white papers, his other books. Go look up Dr. Eric Pianca and Dr. Peter Singer and others. Look at their white papers. Look at their books. Look at their graduate students' books. And then do what I've done. Track some of their graduate students. And I found some working in bioweapons production under BioShield. You can find photos of them in white lab coats now smiling. And then right next to that, you can write an article showing their quotes about how they believe all humans could be killed. I demanded the FBI visit Pianca 2 years ago, and they did. He went on the air with that hippie voice and went, "Look, man, I got a family, man. Oh, it's a Maui Wowie." Sounds just like Chong.
"He's Labrador, man."
And I read one article he wrote. He said, "I know me and my family are going to have to die, too. I'm sad, but it's for the earth." Listen, you bastard, don't you ever, ever try to kill me.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. "I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me?" Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
"We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded."
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
"Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election."
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Frustrated. I want to do it all. I want to expose it all. I want to make every point. I want to show you this, the unbelievable evidence. But you've got to just see it for yourself. In this segment, the next, I'm going to run through some evidence of extermination, of eugenics, of their programming as they prepare the public to accept their own sterilization, their own control, their own imprisonment under a neo-serfdom carbon footprint plantation. That's what it is. Neo-feudal state. The globalists brag. That's what they're doing. And they're the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of neo-feudal lords. Why wouldn't they? They know what works. They don't just domesticate pigs and cows and sheep. They domesticate us. That's what government's about. New World Order's about. All of it. You know what my real task is? It's reaching out to the enforcers, the police, the military, and saying, look, I'm telling the truth about Holdren. I'm telling the truth about Ehrlichman. Ehrlich. I'm telling the truth about Pianca and Singer. And you randomly go out and find the head of any psychology department. You randomly go out and find the head of any major university, psychology department, sociology department, anthropology department, biology department especially, and nine times out of ten, you go have lunch with them, and they'll say, yeah, I believe we should kill at least 80% of the public, and I want a world government. Now, how did that happen? They recruit their own people into the positions, and the big banks and governments that are controlled by the big bank families, they're financing their people. They're financing their research. They've got control of the whole show. Now, my job is getting you out there to realize you're under attack even though you serve this system. Even though you rationalize and make jokes about it. This isn't a joke. And on my word of honor, it's worse than I'm even saying. I can't describe to you how serious this is, how real this is. But at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to break down some of the news and the facets and all the ways it ties together. But the big message here is that it's up to you, the listeners. The eugenics is all around us. Our entire society is engineered to carry out eugenics. It is a fact. It is their own textbooks, their own policy reports, their own master plans, their own blueprints. Ecoscience is a major blueprint we've discovered. Everything in it was already public, but this is how they want to implement it, how they want to do it. This is a Rosetta Stone, a master key. And you have to ferret out other professors, other people pushing this, and you have to create blogs and websites. You can't count on me, folks. I could be killed or set up or anything. I could die in a car wreck. I could be struck by a bolt of lightning. We've got to make this the main issue if our progeny have any future, if we have any future, because they're now moving into a hot phase of their silent weapons for quiet wars, their soft kill. And if you don't know what silent weapons for quiet wars are, if you don't know what soft kill is, you better find out fast! Oh, my God. They're rolling out the terraforming to the slaves all over the news, admitting now they're terraforming us for your own good, though, with deadly aluminum dioxide. They're rolling out everything, the forced inoculations. They're gearing up. This is real. Get the film Endgame on DVD at InfoWars.com. Buy a DVD duplicator. Make copies of this and get it out to everybody. As much as I love the fact that everybody's getting Obama deception out, and that's great, please get Endgame out as well. Please get Endgame at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.